gentlemen, welcome to the Tapped Out Wrestling Podcast. I'm, of course, Nick McDaniel, and as always, I'm joined by Mud Myron.
Hey, folks. I swear sometimes I scroll through the internet and see things. I looked at that picture of Dijak's finger. I don't think Rodney could have fixed that, Nick. I saw an x-ray of it. I don't know, Rodney. You're going to have a look at this and see if you can fix it. Yeah. Dr. Rodney. Paging Dr. Rodney. Ooh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Rodney, man, I'm going to lean back. Southern Fried.
Yes.
You see the shirt? Rocking the Southern Fried shirt. We were there last night. You know, and listen, before we get too into it, I want to plug them too, man. Hey, look, it's not just us on YouTube. Southern Fried's got a YouTube channel as well you should check out. But ours is, of course, Tapped Out Wrestling Podcast. They're right there on the YouTube channel. Both of us. I'm talking Southern Fried, Tapped Out Wrestling Podcast, Tapped Out Podcast Network. Man, go on there, like the pages, subscribe to the pages, turn on your notifications so every time either one of us adds anything, man, you'll pick them up. Because listen, dude, they're adding shows, and kudos to Adam Vance. Tip of the cap, dude. They're putting the shows up really quick once they're over.
Yes.
Lately, it's been like within a couple days. The shows are there.
Real quick. They've done so much with production there. It's been miraculous. They've done work so hard to get that going on there. They've shot it. I love the way they shoot it with multiple cameras.
Yeah.
It's so cool. It's just, yeah, you got to see that, folks.
Listen.
Good old-fashioned Southern wrestling.
Yep, that's where I was going to go.
You ain't gonna get it nowhere else. And, dude, that tag team, that just all-out brawl.
Oh, you're talking about the Grapplers versus Strychnine and Alex Keitel.
Uh-oh.
We had a mixture of the concession stand brawl. They went into the bathroom. They brawled all over. It was just, dude, and by the way, there's a thing in wrestling that you should try every now and then. It's called fun.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yes. I posted that picture earlier today, the Tom Petty quote, that if I can make people forget their problems for 2 hours, I've done my job. Well, they put it on for nearly 3 hours, and I'm going to tell you, folks, lately I've had more than my fair share of problems, and I did not think of a single one while I was sitting on the bleachers last night at Southern Fried, and they did their job, and I can't thank them enough for giving me something like that just to give me an escape. It's so wonderful to be able to get out and just free my mind, relax. Thanks, David. Owner David Manders, thank you for giving me something like that that means so much to me, where I can, the guys that do that, they put their bodies on the line for our entertainment. I'm going to, excuse me.
Hey.
That means so much to me. And it's just, I was able to relax and enjoy myself. And I was sat around with my buddies. I mean, we sat with our friend Skrilla and four-time referee of the year, Grandpa. God, Lord, we had so much fun with Grandpa and Rob and your cousin there.
Justin Sane, the wrestler. Yeah. Yep. I mean, it's funny. I had a conversation, by the way, we're going totally off script here. You probably have realized this of late. We've relaxed the format a whole ton anyway. But I came this morning, I was talking to my wife, and I said, last night I turned my phone off, put it away. I mean, when you go to these wrestling shows, I understand the need to want to take pictures and record videos and stuff. Live in the moment. Put your phone away, turn it off, and sit there. I had so much fun watching, soaking in all of the action. You know, talking to Skrilla about it, talking with Grandpa and you, and like I said, Justin, you know, we're all bouncing around. We're all talking about what's going on and what we're having fun. That was wrestling. Not holding my phone up, you know, filming or taking pictures. Like, hey, you could take pictures later, you know, with your wrestlers. Because look, hey, the great thing about indie wrestling folks, they do intermissions and they come out and you could take pictures with the wrestlers. You can get right up and close and personal. And that's what I love about indie wrestling. But you brought up the whole, it's Southern wrestling. Some people might take that as a negative connotation. Well, for us folks here in the South, that ain't a negative connotation. That's the shit we grew up on. And right now, when it comes to Southern wrestling, I don't know that anybody does it better than Todd Sexton.
No. No, Todd Sexton's a genius.
Yeah.
It's like he's the Dr. Doom, the Reed Richards. If he was, he's some kind of evil, good genius. He's a mastermind, whatever you want to call him. He's figured this shit out.
Yeah.
And he's working with guys who know this stuff and know how to do it well. And
look, man. It's great to be weird analogy. Todd Sexton's a great chess master when it comes to wrestling, but it's also handy to have a lot of great chess pieces on the table.
Yeah.
And that he does have, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, so we're going to talk a little bit. Let's cover that. Normally we do the indie stuff here at the end, but there's a couple things that stood out on the show that I was just like, oh my God, we got to address. First and foremost, the little prick's annoying, but holy shit, Hunter James and that match, we were all like, there were a couple moments we're just like, oh yeah, like this kid is really fucking good.
Yeah.
And I mean, really good. And as much as, you know, he might get under your skin with his, you know, with his cockiness and his arrogance, when the kid's starting to back it up, that's a little dangerous. That's what I always tell people, you know.
Yeah.
That flip, that moonsault into the reverse DDT, everybody that was sitting in our section was talking about it. Like when he hit it, everybody was like, holy shit, everybody, you know, like that's when you're popping us and like grandpa and, you know, the wrestlers and the, so, I mean, like, okay, that's pretty good. It's a pretty good spot.
Yeah, well, good spot. You know, like I said, Sal Renaro is a national treasure. I don't know why Sal Renaro doesn't get Wrestler of the Year. I mean, everywhere he goes, he's outstanding. He works NWA.
Yeah.
Okay. Judas works NWA.
Mm-hmm.
The Judas Nick Halen match was something that stood out, because how do you do a match with two guys of such different sizes and it works so well? And they also did that with CT Keys and Naja later in the show.
But though, and here's the crazy thing though, even within the main, like the big show, the matches were two different. Like it was, you would think they would be, you know, big guy, little guy, but like I actually had the honor of saying, like, dude, that Michael Judas versus Nick Halen screamed Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker. Like that's the kind of match it was. It worked that same style. And it, by the way, it achieved a very, I mean, it was really, really good.
Yeah.
To your Sal Renaro point, Judas, kind of the same thing. Like I leaned over, I was talking to somebody and I just said, can somebody explain to me why Judas isn't the NWA champion? And they were kind of like, I have no idea. Because I'm like, he's a believable champion. I mean, he can wrestle big men. He can wrestle little guys, you know, smaller wrestlers, make it all look good, all look believable, you know. And I'm just like, dude, I get, like, maybe Tyrus is kind of the guy that they're like, well, he's got some name recognition on him. And I'm like,
well, he's already on television already, you know. That might be it.
If I were NWA and you were looking to, like, I don't want to say promote your own guy, like, you know, to make your, like, find a face. I think Judas is a guy that could be that guy.
I would elevate my brand by putting on a guy that looked like Judas, performed like Judas. It just, you know, make yourself look good by putting on a guy that looks like a wrestler who can go out there and look fit, act fit.
Or if nothing else, make Judas and Sal a tag team, make them tag team champions or something like that. Who knows?
Yeah.
You could have fun with that.
Do something with them.
I still think Judas, though, is your NWA champion. And everybody's like, oh, and I'm like, no, I'm telling you, I think that's where they could go and should go.
Hey, Billy, you need some bookers?
Yeah, exactly.
We just call Todd and ask him what to do. I mean, I hate to, to admit it, but.
You know, listen, you brought up the CT Keys, Naja, and I think these pieces are heading. Look, we've hyped this guy's train long enough, right?
Yeah.
Carly Bravo. I love CT Keys. I love CT Keys as, you know, he looks like a champion.
Yeah.
Like him, don't like him, whatever. Carly Bravo. I leaned over to somebody last night and had a conversation and said, by the way, it's a developing theme where we were like going back and forth between us, you know, like having little comments and stuff. And I said about Carly Bravo when he came out, I'm like, you know, enjoy him while he's here, because I got a feeling he's gone soon. Like, he's going to get signed somewhere.
Well, he's already been on TV just the other day.
Correct. I mean, he was on Impact, but I mean, from the sake of, like, I think charisma, athleticism, like, Carly Bravo gets it. Whatever it is, he gets it. And so that's what I said. I'm like, enjoy him while he's here, because he's not going to be here for much longer. Whether that's AEW, whether it's a bigger deal with Impact, or whether it's, you know, listen, I can see Carly Bravo in, you know, in NXT. Don't get me wrong. I can see him anywhere. So I think that's one that I think enjoy while you can, because he won't be here for long. By the way, I also would love to say, you put him in a triple threat match, Carly Bravo is probably your next Southern Fried champion.
There's an above average chance, because he's sneaky.
Yeah.
Very sneaky. And he's also got people outside helping him. You know, he's going to have more people.
Carly Bravo is not above taking a shortcut, or, you know, getting an advantage to get a title. So
we've got a lot. There's going to be a lot of moving pieces next Southern Fried Show. It's so much fun to start out with the indie show, because I'm so excited after last night going to the show. I love recording the day after an indie show. That's a lot of fun for me. It's a fun topic, folks. When you're excited about wrestling, and going to stuff and seeing stuff that pops you, just like you did that tag team match, that mosh pit match, the concession stand brawl type thing, popped me like I would have been if I'd have been at Boutwell Auditorium as a kid, you know, or I'd have been laying on my grandmother's floor watching on the TV that was a piece of furniture.
I showed him when the show opened, it kind of looked like that TV.
Yeah.
The funny part was that little TV usually sat on a big TV that didn't work anymore.
Yeah.
And you
there was one of those. Yes. Yes. My grandfather was the guy that fixed the big TV on the floor.
Yeah.
And once he retired, everybody had to go get the TV that sat on the big TV, because nobody else fixed the damn thing.
You ain't from the South unless you had the big TV that sat on the floor that finally, like, died, but that's what you used as the stand to put your...
Because you couldn't move the damn thing. Yeah. It took 3 or 4 people to move the damn thing.
Yeah, people don't get, like, I can move my TVs. Like, I've got a, you know, I think it's like a 45 or something like that. Like, I hung the thing myself on the wall because it's so thin and so little. But there's a TV that I gave my brother a few years ago, the tube TV, that I was like, bro, I'm gonna need your help to move this 30-inch TV, because it weighs like 100 pounds, it felt like. But man, but listen, if you don't just take our word for it, check them out on YouTube, Southern Fried Championship Wrestling. Go over there, like the page, subscribe to the page, you know, turn on your notifications. Every 2 weeks when they run their show, usually a few days behind, it's released on YouTube. So listen, we have people that watch this show, listen to the show, like, not from Georgia, not from the United States for that matter. Check them out, man. I'm just telling you, it's a great watch. It's a totally different, you know, different feel than what you're probably used to if you're not
somewhere where you're at in America. I know there's an indie show nearby. I don't know about the rest of the world. I'm assuming, I know for a fact y'all watch wrestling all over the world, because look at the TV deals. We were just talking about the TV deals earlier.
Yeah.
TV deals are getting signed for pro wrestling all over the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I know there's indie shows all over this America that you can buy a ticket to and go see and have fun. Take your kids. I look at Ted. Y'all don't know our friend Ted. Ted takes his son Max.
Have you
Max
met my friend
wrestling.
Ted? Sorry.
Yes.
It's a How I Met Your Mother reference. Sorry.
Sorry, I haven't seen that. Well, you know the thing with my amnesia, I might have seen it, not remember.
Well, no, it's a great pickup line. You basically get a good wingman who basically walks up to women for you and goes, "Have you met my friend Ted?" And like, that's your introduction. You don't have to walk up and approach him. Your buddy does it for you, and he just there, you're in. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry. So Ted, our friend Ted.
But our friend Ted, yeah, he brings this. Sorry, it's kind of, I'm flattered in a plate of piss now. he brings his son Max, and Max enjoys wrestling, and when Max is time to go home, he takes Max home. You know, it's fun to see kids enjoying it. You know, it's fun to see. It's just the whole thing, it's a family event, you know.
Yeah,
it's a family event.
That's the whole point about not having my phone that I loved. I was sitting there watching, you know, Max, little Mr. Andrews. I mean, did you see him when Hunter James comes out? He did the, you know, he's over there at the gate doing the fits, doing it, and just.
Well, he went and got his sorry, I'm working on my words. I'm trying to remember them. He got his Money in the Bank briefcase.
Yep.
And pretend like he was going to cash it in. I wanted to think, like, you can't cash that in. You can't cash that in.
But
what is a show, folks?
That's the fun, man.
My girlfriend was a theater major in college, and she doesn't see the connection. But this is it's the finest evolution of
great
theater.
Listen, great segue. If you have not checked out Strictly Business this week, make sure you go back and give it a listen. Because it's a phenomenal episode where they talk about how wrestling compares to Shakespeare. And I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. We talked a little bit with some of the talents last night. But you definitely need give it a listen. It's pretty, pretty exciting. I really dug it because it was nice to hear somebody who's not necessarily a wrestling person, per se, actually going down that rabbit hole. So check it out. But speaking of checking it out, Myron, it's wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I openly tell you, like, look, I'm not going to pull my shirt down, but because I don't want to run off viewers. We like to grow our hair longer, but there's one area, Myron, you need to not necessarily do that. You got to keep the boys clean. Look, I know it's you want to keep warm and all of that. So if you want to keep your boys clean, who do you call, Myron? Who do you got to get signed up for their package to take care of your package? It's our buddies at Manscaped. I popped it on you.
Oh,
you didn't know they were
back.
Manscaped.
Oh, they're
back. That's right. So let's get a good quick word before we get into the national scene from our friends over at Manscaped.
Awesome.
Whoa. Personal foul.
What the feezy?
You can't use a beard trimmer below the 50-yard line. This is the waterproof lawnmower 4.0 by Manscaped.
What's the difference?
It's got new skin-safe technology to help reduce cuts and nicks. It's powerful, yet gentle, just like me.
Dog, I appreciate you.
Boop.
Hey, watch out. I'm not ticklish. Get yours at manscaped.com.
That's right, man. Check out our friends over at Manscaped. Get a, you know, hey, because if you got to keep clean, you got to keep it high and tight. Is that what we call it down there? Or is I call it low and tight?
I don't know. I wish I'd have known they were coming back. I bought a nose hair trimmer in the hardware store the other day.
I love mine. Listen, man, I've got the nose hair trimmer. I've got the, you know, the lawnmower 4.0. It's great. Check them out again over at Manscaped. But, hey, without further ado, man, let's get into some of the national talk here. By the way, we're going to be at Southern Honor this week. So if you want to hear our update, check us out next week where we kind of talk about the Southern Honor show. You know, just saying. Anyway, national stuff, Bloodline, the story rolls on, and you know, a lot of people would like to argue that they hit their crescendo. This is what we've been waiting for. Sami Zayn attacks Roman on SmackDown.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Not there yet. I think we're starting to hit the crescendo, but I don't think we're there yet. I think we're going to see more. The crescendo is going to be Jay I don't know. I'm loving this story, Nick. I'm loving this story.
Yeah.
Is it the best thing you've seen on national wrestling TV in a long time?
Again, if you haven't heard the Strictly Business, they dive into how good the story is about how we know things are like, hey, it's predictable. We knew this was going to happen. This is a classic story of shut up and enjoy it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, just relax, folks. Why do we analyze this? Why do we even try to think about, why do we think about what's going on? Why do we care?
Yeah.
Just watch it. Just watch it and enjoy it. Just sit back in your chair and see the violence and the storyline and the classic tale of the brother and the, I don't know, folks. Hell, I haven't had literature in 30 years. Just watch the damn show. It's really entertaining. Who's let's quit analyzing this stuff and just watch it because it's fun.
Yeah.
Watch it because all of a sudden, wise man. You keep going. How about that? That's my favorite part where Murmur goes, wise man. And Paul Heyman goes, yes, my tribal chief. Wise man.
Listen,
I don't know.
The story that they're going down, I mean, it's like I said, there's so many twists and turns and things like you think that they've reached the end and they peel back another layer of the, hey, we can explore this. And there's so much, like I said, because it's all leading at this point. Here's the thing. We all know that Roman's wrestling Cody at WrestleMania. Cody wins the Rumble. He chooses Roman. But now we're finding out Sammy's going to wrestle, by the way, in Montreal. How lucky, and I don't know if luck's part of it or, you know, whatever, but how lucky is it that they booked, because they booked this thing out pretty far advanced, like when they booked the building. Yep. It's not like they kind of knew exactly probably where they were going to be. But if they did, kudos for them. That Montreal, you're going to get Sami Zayn versus that crowd's going to be bananas. I mean, absolutely bananas. For this match. And I think that's about as lucky as you could possibly get. But sometimes you're better to be lucky than good. And yeah. I think they've got a ton of momentum. We talked about that. Like, look, there's so much going on that you could just dive down in WWE right now about what the momentum they've got as far as the company goes and as far as the, you know, the story with the bloodline, and they're getting better. They're trying to, what I do love, like, because Elimination Chamber, by the way, God, I'm all over the place with this. This is so much, I'm so excited about the product. How crazy is that?
Dude, I watch it like I was 12 years old again.
Yeah.
I look forward to the wrestling shows now like I was like, God, I can't wait till this week. And I sit and wait, you know, on Wednesday and Thursday. I'm like, man, I can't wait till Friday night so I can watch more SmackDown.
I'm going to ask you, and I'd love to hear from, you know, from the listeners and the viewers, tappedoutpod@gmail.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know your thoughts on this. My question is, because it would have been easy to do Roman in an Elimination Chamber match or doing a match, you know, for blah, 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 whatever, but they didn't. And everybody's like, oh, the U.S. title in Elimination Chamber, why? Well, A, to me, it makes that title a little more important that it's being defended in the Elimination Chamber, kind of putting a little bit of a focus on it, because remember, just a year ago, we would have shit all over the U.S. title didn't really matter much. Maybe 18 months, a year to 18 months ago, we would have said it didn't matter. But now they're actually making it matter. Oh, by the way, we're also getting a women's win to determine the number one contender because Rhea challenges for the SmackDown title at Mania. So we already have that one locked up. But how do you determine who's going to face Bianca? Well, hell, let's make it. So you're going to get a women's chamber match. So there's lots of layers, but I love the fact that they're making the U.S. title matter. Yes. I'd love to know where we're going with the IC belt. That one's, you know, like, are we going to
I think putting the IC belt on Gunther has made it matter.
Yeah.
Because he walks around like a champion, yeah. Like an old school champion.
Did you see Booker T's quote?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, Booker T, it was on, I think it was on Twitter. Somebody was talking about, like, Booker T jobbing out to Gunther. And he got, and his reply was, I would rather see me jobbing out to Gunther than Gunther jobbing out to me right now. And he's true. Like, it's you know, it's like, hey, it's more, you know, let's protect Gunther. Because, listen, even out of the Rumble, we discussed it a little bit last week, right? Gunther was the MVP of, even though Cody wins,
yes.
Gunther comes out looking way better than he did even going into it. They had, like, a little mini match at the end. It wasn't just boom, 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 and he was eliminated. Gunther looks really good. And I think we've seen tale of maybe a triple threat at Mania for the IC title. I don't know who you get involved into that, but I'm eager to see where they go with Gunther. Speaking of Chamber, off of the air, like, I'm again, dude, just like, I feel like Squirrel today, like Squirrel, that I'm all over the place. But and I just lost my train of thought. Elimination Chamber. We talk about how one of the things I love about the non, like, tentpole pay-per-views, or PLEs, whatever, is there's three matches announced, and it's, like, what, 2 weeks away?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm hoping the thing we've grown to love, these non-tentpole PLEs are like five matches. That's it. They're super
short.
Yeah,
that's all we're
going to
get. Yeah. You know, Elimination Chamber matches deserve a good bit of time.
Oh, they'll get a bunch of time.
They need to
get,
yeah.
Because, you know, you got your timer. It's kind of like, not, I don't mean like rumble long, but like it's a buzzer every so often another guy comes out. So, you know, it's going to last so long at least, you know, for that sake. So, yeah, you got a women's one, you got a men's one for the U.S., and then you're going to have that main event with Sammy and Roman. I'm like, okay, we need a tag match of some form or fashion somehow, and then we're going to insert another match of some kind, and then boom, you know, we'll be done. Because, listen, I have argued, tappedoutpod@gmail.com, let us know if you agree or disagree. I really wish this pay-per-view went away. I just wish there was not a pay-per-view between Rumble and Mania. I just wish there was no PLE in there.
No PLE between the two,
dude. Because
so how big a space we're looking at?
So you might have 2 months, and that's the problem. I know with Peacock's deal, they probably don't have a choice in the matter. But you know what I
well,
said?
I'm,
hey, hold on. I made the argument. Do you know what? You know what would work right there? Again, okay. For those people who are going to disagree, tappedoutpod@gmail.com. That's the perfect window for the all women's pay per view. Because they always talk about there should be like a all women's premium
there
live event.
Be.
That's the spot for it. In my opinion, that'd be the great spot for it, because then you can still, like, all of the men's stuff could be pushed. You're stretching it all the way to Mania. Because if Mania is the first week in April, last week in March, if you can pull that off and you move the Rumble to like the last week of January, somewhere in that window, you've only got all of February and pretty much March, so 8 weeks, but then like maybe March the 2nd, you know, that first weekend in March, that's where you put the women's Evolution pay-per-view, whatever they want to call it whatever you want to, but that'd be the great spot for it, because then you could just stretch, you could have literally 2 months of storytelling getting to Mania, and then you drop that women's one in there, and you're only affecting the women's titles in that window. Because you could do the women, like the Raw title, the SmackDown title, the tag titles. You could do an NXT tag titles, the NXT women's champion. Like, think about that. You could do all titles, but because you would have it where it was the Raw, SmackDown, and NXT, all of the women's branded stuff, all on one pay-per-view.
I like the idea. I don't know if it'll ever happen, but I do like the
idea. Oh, it won't
idea.
Happen. I just like the idea. I'd love to know what people think, but that'd be a whole other take in itself.
You know, as a rule, I am opposed to any pay-per-view besides the Royal Rumble based on one match. I don't like
right
King of the Ring. I don't like Hell in a Cell. I don't like...
Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank.
Chamber. Yeah.
I don't like Tables, Ladders, and Chairs. I don't like Elimination Chamber. I think they're matches.
Correct.
That should be used. I don't think, because when you have to work to a match, it's different.
Yeah.
When you have a match and you get to it, or it comes up naturally in a storytelling, or you've got a story that's developed and goes, this will be solved 2 weeks later at Hell in a Cell. That's something. But when you say Hell in a Cell is in 2 weeks, we need to find a match to go on in that.
Yeah.
That's not as, you know, it's, and I've never have been a, but they're on the calendar. Okay.
Sure.
They're on the calendar.
But that's what I mean then. That's what makes sense. Because if by chance one of your matches for one of those women's championships needed a gimmick match, you could put it on there. Like if you've had a feud for 8 months for a title, everybody's interfering, blah blah blah, then you make it a cage match of some kind or something, or you make it blah blah blah.
I think they spent enough money on that Elimination Chamber that they're not going to get rid of it, that they're going to have that it's something that you have to go through every year. It's like an event. It's like a ride at Six Flags that you have to pass. It's like a remember American Gladiators.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a stage on American Gladiators you have to pass to get to the next round.
Yeah, but you could do like they did Survivor Series War Games. One year, why could it not be Survivor Series Elimination Chamber or something? If you're not going to do the traditional Survivor Series matches, which they should, but if they're not going to, an Elimination Chamber makes sense at Survivor Series. The winner's the sole survivor, or he goes on to become the new champion or whatever. But that's if you only need it. Like, I'm with you in that school of thought. Like, I think that's only if you need it. Like, if you have, you know, like, or there's a vacant championship for whatever reason, then you have an Elimination Chamber match to crown a new champion out of five guys, six guys, whatever.
I like I said, Elimination Chamber, they spend a lot of money on, so they're going to get that one. Tables, ladders, and chairs has got to be the cheapest pay-per-view on earth to throw.
You've already got all that crap.
You've already got tables, ladders, and chairs, okay?
Yeah.
If not, you can go buy new ones.
They have a warehouse full of them. But apparently, yes. If you just set a ring up, all that shit shows up under the ring anyway. So
yes, exactly. I didn't look. Now, look, last night, I should have looked when they were taking the ring down to see if that was under it.
Yeah. So, anyway... But, hey, we discussed a little bit of NXT. There was a whole lot of stuff going on. But I do want to ask you. So, the news broke, apparently, in the last couple of days. NXT talents are going to be able to work selected, select, air quotes there, folks, indie dates, which is massive because, you know.
This is the E.
Well, it's WWE, mainly. For one. But it's always been one of the perks of working for AEW is that you continue to work to indies. By the way, this was a conversation again that happened last night that I'm like,
or you have to work the indies to be able to make.
I don't think you have to. I really don't. And I'm torn on this one. This is one I struggle with. Of, you know, somebody said, well, you have the ability to work them if you want to, pick and choose your spots. And I'm like, yeah, but even I personally know for a fact. AEW talents have to be approved to work indie shows. I experienced it firsthand. We did. When we ran our show, we knew you had to get approval from an AEW talent. So my thing is so you're going to pay an AEW talent. You still have to go through your approval process. So I think it's going to work very similar with NXT. When they say select. What's the young lady? Ivy Nile, and that she's going to work.
Yeah, Ivy Nile is the one that's going to be able. That's the example I've seen so far.
Yeah,
she's been approved to work Booker T. Booker T is Booker T, so I can see where she's. You know, he's going to get first because
I wouldn't be shocked if that was part of the Rumble trade.
While they got him, yes,
exactly.
Okay, you know he developed Roxy. Roxy's now the NXT Women's Champion. Roxy was debuted in the Women's Royal Rumble. Ivy Nile was backstage at the Women's Royal Rumble. Ivy Nile is going to debut. They need reps.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? It's going to come down to that in the end. They're going to need reps.
Listen, Bron Breakker ain't working an indie show, I don't think.
No.
I doubt Grayson Waller's working an indie show. But we talked about this. There's a lot of those kids that are on Level Up. You know, that Peacock exclusive show that's they're not on TV. They're guys.
Well, there's a lot of people working NXT house shows.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you're gonna start basically building talent and getting talent that you don't want AEW getting, and you've got that NIL talent, like I guess you can't work them yet. They're still. I don't know. See, this is the thing. I don't understand how NIL works with pro wrestling. It's not like pro football where
they're basically stroking them a check typically, and it varies in the amounts, but it might be as simple as, hey, you're a track star. You're going to go to University of Tennessee, hypothetical. Why you would, I don't know, but you might. you could go to University of Tennessee. WWE may cover all of the expenses that your scholarship doesn't cover to help you out to get through school for 4 years. The trade-off would be they have you sign to like an exclusive thing of, you know, you're going to get to come. By the way, this is where athletes are crazy not to do it. You can come use their facility to work out if you're on the NIL deal. You can get trained, like, and you want to be a wrestler potentially after. You can kind of start going through the process while you're in school. So when you're out for the summer, I don't know, I get to go live in Orlando for a couple months and work out at the
performance. But do you work indie shows?
No. A lot of those kids in college are not. They're just, basically, they're signing them to deals where they're just, hey, we know you're in college. We know you're doing what you're doing. We're going to pay you a little bit. Because here's the thing. People like are thinking, like, it's not the $1 million deal the kid that was a quarterback at Ohio State got. It could literally be like, hey.
Why would they give that kid a deal?
No, not WWE. I'm saying, like, just in football. Like this.
Yeah, why would they give that kid a deal?
But I'm saying they're going to give there's a wrestler who goes to Alabama who's like, hey, you know, my expenses in a year are $10,000, $15,000 that my scholarship doesn't cover. WWE may come back and say, hey, we'll cover. Yeah, I know. Alabama's a bad example because I promise you his stuff's covered. But my point being is WWE makes a small investment, 10 grand a year.
My cocaine expenses are higher than that at Alabama my freshman year.
Exactly. But you get what I'm saying. So I think like that's kind of the thing. But I think them letting them go, I think the guys that you're going to talk about are the guys who are on Level Up and that kind of stuff who are going to be able to go work select dates. Look, we've heard like, hey, it's got to be approved. So I think there's going to be handpicked. They're not working like this mud show in some little podunk town in Mississippi. And I don't mean that as a knock on Mississippi. I'm saying that's not that promotion that, you know, that the tax guy, you know, the tax return promotion, that guy's not getting them. But like you're going to see guys like I think somebody that's, you know, MCW. By the way, you're not going to see them on TV probably. There's going to be all kinds of restrictions, but I think
speaking of that, I'll be starting emailing people on Thursday about my show. I get my return back Wednesday.
Myron's getting his tax return, baby. He's going to
Myron run. Championship Wrestling.
Yeah.
I want to be booking. But they're going to do it with the bigger deal is, in my opinion, they're going to be doing this with the AEW talent, because those guys, they've signed everybody, and those guys aren't getting reps at all unless they work indie shows.
Now, that's kind of segues into a topic we want to discuss too. So this week we also learned that they're going to start running house shows, limited, but house shows nonetheless, AEW is, which kudos, by the way. I mean, you know, I get it. Dark, Elevation, and all that stuff's not going to be enough. Like, these guys are going to get out on the road. They're going to work in front of crowds. You're going to be able to put, because here's the thing, Dark and Elevation, it's small crowds. It's in that TV, you know, the Orlando at Universal tapings thing. But, like, for them to now be able to take some of these kids out, and they're going to work prelim matches, but they're going to be able to put, think about it, we can put Moxley versus insert wrestler on top. They'll draw a decent house. You'll be able to put MJF on a house show, draw a good house. And then you can put some of these guys that you're putting on Dark and Elevation in front of bigger crowds to work your prelim matches. And by the way, you got a little more freedoms. We've always heard there's more freedoms at house shows. You can try some things. It's not going to be on TV, so it doesn't really matter. So I'm excited that now that AEW is kind of starting to grow a little bit, the house show business. Look, I don't know how much we talked about it. I thought we discussed the Dazen TV deal last week. Somebody said we didn't. I'm like, I thought we did, but man, I'm old. But if they're going to start, you know, like trying to go out into other markets, I think you try it here first. They do house shows here, and then you can expand to once your market picks up in Europe, you know, do you go overseas and do some house shows overseas and things like that? I think that's a great opportunity because we completely underestimate in this country the dollars that are available overseas. You know, we discussed this a little bit off air about how, look, WWE's dying brand that, you know, Raw, you know, now, by the way, Raw got 2 million, I think, apparently. So I was like, well, ain't dead yet. But I also shared a thing about, like, you know, Rumble, about all these records this Rumble broke. And it's like, listen, guys, they put out, by the way, because I'm a shareholder. Like, I was seeing record revenues and profits and da-da-da. The company ain't dead. They figured out how to make money outside of just one metric. And I think AEW is learning that same thing. Let's figure out other ways to make money. There's some smart people in AEW. And a lot of people always think, like, we're haters on AEW. And I'm like, by far, that's not true. Because some people I truly, and I don't mean like, there are some people I truly love that work for that company.
Yes, definitely. And the thing is, it's just because it may not be the product geared for us. Their product is not tuned especially for 50-year-old men.
Right.
That's just the truth. They're getting for a younger audience. They're going for a more hip crowd. They're going for a crowd that likes a different style of wrestling than we do, and they're getting it. They're doing fine for a startup wrestling company. Going up against WWE, I do not think they're having any problems.
My tips to them is stop going up against WWE. Quit trying to be a competitor with WWE.
Yes, you're right.
How many times have you looked at a coworker or a kid and said, "Do you?" Don't worry about this guy over here. Do you? Chase your dreams, chase what your goals, and hit those goals, and stop comparing, you know, to the guy next to you.
Great quote. Stop looking
in the eye. Kitchens might have been the one who put this, and I use it even from a business perspective, not just the humanitarian side of it, whatever. Stop looking at the bowl to the guy to your left and seeing how much he's got into his. Worry about yours. You know, but his thing was it totally different. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. But like, you know, make sure this guy's got a bowl. That's another thing. But I think we spend so much time
talking about smoking bowls or eating bowls.
I'm going to come off of that because I lost you. I could tell. But my goal at this point would be if I was AEW,
I'm kind of hungry.
Focus on you. Do you. Stop chasing something that had a 50-year head start on you.
Yeah. Like just more than that.
I mean, I'm saying, but just do you and hit your goals. And I think if they focus on themselves and be honest with yourself and truthful with yourself when you're making these, you know, decisions, I think they'll be okay. I think the house show's a huge step for them. By the way, if you won't mind take, it's also going to open some opportunities, I think, for some indie talents to work dark shows to be enhancement talents, you know, or whatever for some of these house shows when they go local. They don't have to take the entire AEW, you know, roster with them.
Exactly.
They can go to a local show and say, like, hey, we're going to pick two or three guys to work with these guys, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, because that's what they used to do back in the day. And I think that's a good model. But
there should be 20 or 30 guys in every town that they can pull into and have on every show ready to go. That are local wrestling guys that can work with the pros, put them over, make them look good, on to the next town. Yeah. You know?
The Southeast is not a bad one, by the way, because they've been proved. Because I don't know if you know, there's a place over in McDonough that chunks out like talents like no. But we were at, by the way, again, going back to Southern Fried, we were watching last night, and I'm like, oh, that kid's pretty good. Where's he train? You know, that kid's pretty good. Where's he train? Like, developing theme. And look, everybody thinks we share it for one reason or another. My argument is this. If you want to get trained, not just to be a wrestler, if you want to get trained to be a television wrestler, what's the difference? Go get trained at the Nightmare Factory and find out. There's a big difference. There's a big difference between working a show and working a TV show.
Well, you know, you also, one thing you notice is the nutrition. Every one of those kids looks like $1 million. Yep. I said that about KJ Impala. He gets bigger every time I see him. And I'm not talking about fat. That kid gets like Hulk.
He's getting
bigger.
Yeah, he's getting.
Parker Lee is cut like a.
He's fucking shredded.
A Greek god.
Yeah.
Okay. Even the kid with the bad shoulder looks like $1 million.
Yeah.
He was there with his shoulder brace on. Wouldn't let Rocky near him.
By the way, how freaking tough is that kid? I mean, look, I don't do this often. Even in a loss, I was like, dude, my respect for Hunter Knott went through the roof after finishing that match. Not this past Southern Friday, like the other night, but like the one before that.
I don't know if people know what we're talking about, but he dislocated his shoulder 5 times in one match.
Yeah.
5 times because it was put back in. No, 6 times.
No, it's
just
five.
It was fixed five times.
Yeah. So, and to finish the match. So, look, tip of the cap, much nothing but respect for that guy. I mean, like, you know, I just kudos and 100%.
If I ever do anything athletic, I want to have Rodney work for me and spot me. Hire Rodney.
Yeah, he'll fix anything that pops out or breaks for you for sure. So,
yeah.
But anyway, man, look. Speaking of fixing, listen, you see the comic books behind me. Obviously, we would be, with everything that happened this week, I was just going to run this and say, look, DC made their big announcement this week. Well, this past week, I guess, technically, depending on how you work your calendar and your brain. James Gunn's going to fix DC. A, I didn't know DC was broken, but James Gunn's going to fix it. When we talk about the movie, the TV world, whatever. By the way, would you agree with me when I say people would, like, a lot of times I catch flack for this. I always thought the DC animated was better than the Marvel animated stuff.
Much
overall.
Okay. DC animated is much better. Marvel movies, much better. Now, DC was working on DC had a better TV with the whole Arrowverse, canceled it all. DC had a weird TV that was cool with one I loved. I remember my amnesia.
Pennywise.
Canceled.
Yeah.
Pennyworth. Love Pennyworth. Canceled. Doom Patrol had some problems with. Canceled. I loved it, but it was hard to watch sometimes. They canceled Titans, which was good. They still have John Cena's show, which are they going to bring that back?
I don't know. Peacemaker, I'm not sure yet.
Peacemaker. Okay, so they'll probably cancel it too. So they've canceled all of their stuff.
Well, here's why, Myron. So, because I know you wanted me to catch you up on this. So, essentially,
okay, that he could do this twice. He could talk about it on the air, or he could tell me twice. So he's just going to do it on the air, so I can
correct.
Go back and listen to it. Okay.
Very broad, by the way. We're not going into the weeds on this, but it's very broad. Essentially, James Gunn is going to reboot DC, the movie / TV / animated. His ambition is to be better in the sense of he's going to tie together movie, TV, and animation. So they'll all three be continuity together. Versus like Marvel's kind of the TV kind of was. Then they're like, well, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s not. But now it kind of like seems like they're going to bring it back, some characters or whatever. So we're going to see. And the animated basically had nothing to do with the Marvel animated had nothing to do with the movies and whatever. So he's going to try to tie them all into one, which I understand why, because some shows will probably be easier to do as an animation versus doing it as a part of, you know what I mean? That would make sense. By the way, I want to give super credit to Mike Johnson. He wrote a thing on Facebook a while back, and I 100% agreed, and I was like, I don't think it's exactly what's going to happen, but I thought it was a great concept. Because what we're hearing is the Flash movie essentially is going to be the reboot part of how they're going to justify. They're recasting some people. They're not going to recast everybody, though. Like Amanda Waller from Suicide Squad, she's going to actually be still her. Like, you know, she's going to be the actress who plays her is going to still be the same. And there's going to be some guys that stay the same. Some are going to different. Obviously, Henry Cavill's being recast. He's not going to be Superman, which I'm kind of disappointed about. But we will see who they recast. They're going to do a new Batman. By the way, which is weird, the only movie they're sticking with is that Robert Pattinson Batman. So he's not going to be the Batman in... They're essentially going to treat that Batman like an Elseworlds title in the comics, where it's kind of like... It's not part of that. It's like another world. So he's the Batman in another one of the Earths. So that way he's not going to be the Batman. No, it's going to be like, you know, the Ben Affleck was the Batman in that universe. This was a different Batman, which, by the way, in comic books, I know this kind of sounds confusing, but it's actually pretty cool because Marvel has all of their different universes. DC has all of their different universes. So there's different Batman and Superman and all these different worlds or whatever. It's parallel universes. It's a whole thing. So basically the Matt Reeves Pattinson Batman is going to be an Elseworld Batman. So it won't be part of that world, which is kind of cool that I don't know why they're like locked in the concept of making another one. Cause I didn't like the last one that much, but hey, if enough people watched it and it made money, then kudos and whatever. But basically Mike Johnson was kind of like at the end of the Flash movie, they could do this whole thing where like, do you remember on the Arrowverse when they did their crisis thing and everything was kind of like dying and whatever? Like that, you could go that route where basically then all of a sudden you saw all these other worlds in the sky, like of like here's all these other Earths or whatever, and that's how you could spin out into your own like new James Gunn DC universe. So it'd basically be a different Earth. So you could redo everything and it wouldn't matter.
So Flash is just going to run around really, really fast until things reset.
I'm not sure how they're going to do it, and I'm not even sure Ezra Miller is going to be the Batman after, or the, I'm sorry, the Flash after this, or I'm not sure all of that. But I'm just curious. Like, look, rebooting franchises. By the way, I also read somebody that wrote a great article that was like, listen, you should. Was it Heath that did it? That basically every so many years, you should just basically just recast everybody and start over. Like Heath on his one of his little audios that he does. Robert Downey Jr. is our Iron Man. But there's a three-year-old today that in a decade from now, there'll be another guy that's Iron Man that'll be his Iron Man, not Robert Downey Jr.
No, he needs Robert Downey Jr. as his Iron Man.
No, yeah, that's what we tell
him. He's that good.
But in 10 years, Robert Downey Jr. can't be Iron Man. He could be the old Iron Man. He could be the old Tony Stark, but he would be, you know what I mean? But as far as, like, Captain America. 15 years from now, Chris Evans can't be Captain America. You see what I mean? Because he's not going to be Chris Evans that you know today. So there's going to be a new guy that's cast. And that's okay, by the way. It's okay to get old, Myron. It is okay. So I'm jacked at, look, I get it. I do want to ask this one, because we were talking about Booster Gold. Like, Booster Gold's apparently going to be in this new phase, and everybody's like shitting all over it. Might I remind you, the Guardians of the Galaxy, just years ago, nobody knew who the fuck they were. Nobody could tell you anything. And it is now one of the most beloved franchises in the Marvel world. So how about you let the thing come out before you crap all over it? That's my thing.
I knew more about Booster Gold than I did Guardians of the Galaxy, and I followed Marvel and not DC.
Listen, I'm a big, I'm a massive DC guy, and everybody that, you know, when I collect, I mean, like, I'm a Justice League collector. I mean, that's kind of what I chase more than anything. So, I always want to give them the train of thought, because, look, you know, before you want to throw your hands up and say, because everybody, remember, there was a phase where DC was the movies, Batman and Superman, like, that was the movies, and the good ones, by the way. Then Marvel had their run. DC has a chance that they can come back and they can get on a run if they've got their proper guidance, which some people say James Gunn could be that guy. Because everybody's, listen, there's a lot of flack on the Marvel part movies right now. Although I did say, I know it sounds dumb, I felt like the last wave of movies they had were setup movies. Because I do remember, by the way, when the Iron Man, the one came out, it was good. But everybody wasn't quite there yet. And remember the Hulk movie with Edward Norton? It was kind of supposed to be a setup movie. I think we're in that lull of getting to where I think now we're about to launch with...
We're about to blow it out.
I think with Ant-Man, you know, coming out here in the next couple of weeks. Actually, yeah, next couple of weeks, I guess. Next week, whatever.
Behind. Yeah. I'm really behind.
By the way, Disney Plus Wakanda Forever is out on Disney Plus now. So if you haven't caught it, you can catch up on that one. You'll see. You can watch it if you missed it.
Why Ezra Miller though? Why did they stick with him?
I don't know that they're going to. I think they had to finish that movie. They had already shot so much of that movie with all that trouble happened. I think that I'm hoping. Listen, I don't know enough about the story to be honest with you. I don't want to, but I got a vibe from everybody that I've talked to. They need to move on, and they may. I'm not real sure. I don't know that they've even made their final decision at this point.
Because I thought Grant Gustin would be the perfect Flash.
Oh, I agree. And I'm still like, I'm not saying that that's who I would still go with. If I could get out of it, if you're going to recast, this is just my take. If you're going to recast Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, and Aquaman, you got to recast Flash at that point.
Yeah.
Now, the argument would be he would be the one that was doing all of the, you know, going between the universes and stuff. So if you stuck with him, I get that from that perspective. But my thing is but Gustin, yeah, I agree with you. I would definitely have gone with him as the Flash as well. So we'll see.
I love Mel. I love Grant Gustin. I was really big on that. I don't know. I like things and I like them to stay that way. That's just me.
Myron doesn't like change.
No, don't like change at all. Don't like change at all.
No.
So that's just me.
But he will discuss
Kevin Conroy being dead is going to be.
Yeah. with the animated stuff, yeah.
The shit, especially because now Hamill won't do Joker without Conroy. Yeah. So that's a whole wave of great Batman stuff that's not going to exist anymore.
So we'll have to see the direction they go, because especially if they're going to tie the animated. Now, the cool part would be, if they're going to tie it all together, are they going to have the actors who do the live action movies voice the animated?
But just some of that Batman anime is just amazing.
Yeah.
Not anime, because I don't watch anime.
Yeah. I know.
I watch cartoons. I don't watch anime. That shit's whack.
Yeah.
Y'all can, you send an email to www.myass.com. I don't care. Because I don't watch anime.
Just Myron's old. That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm old. I'm 50. I don't care. I can do what I want to. I like things exactly
the way they used to be. Whatever I do, what I want.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's why I still want Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. Who was that guy that played the first Superman? What was his name?
Which one? The
original, the one that didn't see in the black and white TV shows.
Oh, yeah.
No. Remember?
Yeah, that's a long, long time ago, man. Myers still wants the original stuff, but
But who's going to play Booster Gold?
We'll find out. Time will tell.
Because Booster Gold's a kind of amusing anti-hero that might inspire a massive merch thing. He might do all kind of stuff.
Oh, he was a merch getter in the book, so I'm sure he'll be a merch getter. You know, they'll try to go that route as well. But you never know, man. But hey, you always know where if you want our opinions. And listen, if you're an audio listener, we understand. But a lot of times when we dive down this rabbit hole of comic stuff, it's always going to be on our YouTube channel, especially when I'm just cutting videos about comic movies and all that kind of stuff. And don't forget, our friend MB Mooney, author, he cuts a lot of stuff for us over there as well. YouTube.com. Just search Tapped Out Wrestling Podcast, Tapped Out Podcast Network. And by the way, our handle is at Tapped Out Pod. Go figure. So you can find us. But again, the important part is not only like the channel, but subscribe and turn on your notifications. So that way, when all those extra things come, they pop right up on your notifications. Audio listeners, if you're a wrestling fan and this is kind of the show you listen to just for wrestling, always on any podcast platform, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartMedia, wherever and anywhere you watch, make sure you're subscribing. Same thing, because every week we're surprising you with some times. We're moving the show around from time to time, so we're surprising you when they get released out. But we greatly appreciate you. Give a 5-star rating review. We would greatly appreciate it. But, man, that's a lot of stuff, man. Look, exciting. We're going to be at Southern Honor this week. They are over on IWTV. Who we seeing?
Cyrus is going to be back from Japan. Get to see Cyrus, folks. Cyrus the Destroyer. Fan of Japanese wrestling. Y'all need to come out and see Cyrus.
Hey, Hunter James is going to be an honorary member in that match of the Exotic Youth. A team that you would never thought you would either. They're going to actually have, you know, Hunter James as a honorary member of the Exotic Youth for one night only at Southern Honor. Yes. So, lots of stuff going on, man. I mean, you know, Judas and Proc the Croc Johnson is coming back to Southern Honor.
Always good to see him.
Look, it's a rematch from one we just saw a few weeks ago back at Southern Fried, where we saw a little bit of respect. Proc earned the respect of Judas, and now Proc's like, nah, I want the W. I don't want just his respect. I want a W over on the big man. Lots of stuff going on. Look, the dark side of Joe Black looks like it's going to be unleashed. So that'll be cool to see. Just all kinds of stuff. Check out Southern Honor, man. I know the Southern Honor tag belts will be on the line. On and on and on. Lots
better see them this
of,
month. They're taking next month off.
That's right. You get it. Yeah, you want to check them out, because they're going to take the month of March off and then reload, from what I've heard. Lots of stuff going on behind the scenes. The question is going to the break, will Gunnar Miller be the champ, or will Chip Day finally capture the Southern Honor Championship? Look, he's one of the best wrestlers in Georgia. We've known it for, you know, over a decade, it seems like, right? He's been there forever.
Yep.
It's time for him to capture gold and, you know, be on top. But Gunnar Miller might have something to say about that. We're going to find out for sure this Friday up at the Action Building. So check us out up there for sure.
And what's happening in the Action Building during March?
I think it's May. It's not March. It's May, I think.
They're not fighting again until May?
I think so. Double check. I'll post it and share it. I've been sharing it, and it's early, guys. You don't realize how early we're recording on a Sunday, and we were at Southern Fried till, you know, got home pretty late. So My brain's shut up. But, you know, I've been sharing it like crazy. Elevate Fight League's going on up there, man. If you haven't been to that, their first show, check them out. Get your tickets because MMA is a whole
success.
Different. Oh, yeah. Massive success. So definitely check those, you know, those guys that are doing Gary Lamb, Warren Hopps up there doing a great thing. Putting on a great show up there. They're making it. It's not your typical MMA. It's totally different. Production values and tables. And I mean, it's all just check it out again. Elevate Fight League up there in Canton in the Action Building. We'll share more of the dates and all that good stuff for you. So, well, that's all I've got this week for now, Myron. You got anything else before we get out of here?
No, man. I had a lot of fun doing this today. Thank you.
Always,
thank
brother.
You people for listening to this.
Oh, yeah. Well, for me, man, I'm Nick, my co-host CM Chunk. That's your new, we're going to start.
CM Chunk, yes.
That's his new handle, yep. Folks, CM Chunk. We were talking about that last night. That'll be a good one for you.
I'm straight edge now.
He's straight edge. He's going to tape his hands up and put the things on it. Maybe next week that's we'll tape your hands up, but you know, we'll have to have somebody teach you how to do that.
I'm going to have to because I'm not good with, I got arthritis in my hands.
There we go. Maybe we'll have one of the guys, we'll have one of the boys teach you how. Little
heating pads to my hands to get rid of all this arthritis. Yeah.
So that being said, man, go out, see an indie show. If you're not in that area, if you're not in the Georgia area, you know, you're in Tennessee.
Watch them on television or internet.
IWTV, YouTube, Google them something, man. Find your local promotion. But I always tell you, dude, just get out of the house and go have some fun, man, and see a good, you know, indie show nearby. You will thank me if you can get your kids out to an indie show. I promise you.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Well, what's the old saying, brother? If I've got nothing and you've got nothing, what time is it?
It's time to tap out.